Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Lot of news popping around the league. Let's start with some coaching news. First and foremost, I kind of knew it was coming, but it was a shock to see. I'm talking about Nick Nurse coaching the Philadelphia 76ers. It is not as if this news should come to a great shock to anyone. Nurse pulled his name out of the running for the Bucks job, and at that point, the likeliest place for him to land was either one of the top-tier jobs, Philly or Phoenix. Bill Simmons insists that Kevin Young is going to get the Phoenix job, so that leaves the 76ers. But still, when Woj dropped the, this is the bomb, this is the sound of the Woj bomb, when he dropped that, I gasped, I shrieked, I don't even remember the sound that I made, but it was a combination of surprise, glee, and absolute malicious joy. Happiness, because I love Nick Nurse. I want to see what he does. I want to see him torment these men. I really do. I do. I want to see him run James Harden into the ground. I want to see him shorten these rotations so small that they're like six men, seven men in the rotation. I want to see Joel Embiid icing his knees after the first quarter in game 62. I want to see George Nang with a normal body fat percentage. That's what I want. And then I'm surprised because I can't believe Daryl Morey pulled the trigger. I can't believe James Harden would have signed off on this. No chance. Either Daryl Morey finessed James with a supermax contract of 5 years and whatever, or James was gone regardless, and Daryl was like, yeah, I agree. We can't have another Brett Brown. We can't have another Doc Rivers. And Mike D'Antoni, he's just too damn nice. I thought that they would reunite him just like they did with the rest of the Rockets in Philadelphia, but no. Daryl Morey is in self-preservation mode, and nothing that Daryl Morey does more then protect his own damn ass. Of course, we'll get into lots of details on the signing in the coming weeks, but the first breadcrumb to drop came right after when league sources leaked that Nurse had met with JoJo Embiid before he was hired, meaning that the league MVP signed off on the hiring. Did he, though? Did he? I have so many thoughts. First and foremost, how is James Harden going to live down Nick Nurse? Nick Nurse is not going to let you go to Vegas, James, to reunite with little baby in the middle of the playoffs. Nick Nurse, James, is not going to let you head to Houston on every single off day. The answer, I guess, is complicated. He's either going to try to bolt town or find another team to take on that $40 million a year contract. That's not as easy as it seems. What teams are going to be interested in him at that price? Not Houston, not with Ime Udoka, no chance. Clippers? I don't know about that. Lakers? Maybe. I can't think of many places where he would be wanted and who can handle a big that big of a price tag. The second option, I guess, is to stay in Philly and thug it out. But now that that is full of peril, because there is just no way, like I said, that Nick Nurse is going to allow the shenanigans that James Harden is used to doing and pulling. I don't know if they're going to be able to coexist, but I can't wait to see it unfold, because you already know how I feel about Philadelphia. I wish them all the success in the world. No, I don't. You know I don't. Absolutely can't wait to see this dumpster fire unfold. From what we know about how Doc tried to handle things in Philly, trying to keep Harden's partying down, impacting his play on the court, Harden being consistently upset he wasn't the number one option in the offense moving forward. Because of that, Doc got fired. The only saving grace is that we know that Nick Nurse loved running the offense through Fred VanVleet. To his peril and his firing, but he did love running the offense through the point guard. So, hey, I don't know. Going to be the most fascinating season in Philly in a long time. I can't wait to see what the Sixers do with the coach. Who knows how to handle timeouts, juggle a roster, prepare a team for big games, run a box and one. And, like, trust the process. Trust the process. They're going to have to listen to Nick Nurse. That's not going to be the easiest thing to do, especially when he's slandering your star's good name in the media in game like 27. Good luck with that. Moving on, the other team that finally settled on a head coach is the Milwaukee Bucks. When Nick Nurse pulled his name from consideration, presumably to take the Sixers job, or because Giannis didn't want him to have it, whatever reason you want to decide, you believe, the Bucks landed on Adrian Griffin, AJ Griffin's father. Fascinating hire. Rumors generally had the books looking at more seasoned coaches. Griffin had been an assistant for the Raptors under Nurse for the past 5 years. He's been a bench coach in the NBA since 2008. So it's like a long time coming, but the fascinating thing is that he's just never been a head coach before. And most people think that it was partly coaching problems in the first place that held the Bucks back. But hell, Darvin Ham got his team to the Western Conference Finals, so hey, you never know what's possible. I believe in Adrian Griffin. Of course, as is par for the course for the NBA, Giannis signed off on the hire, according to Haynes. Giannis vouched for Adrian Griffin. He probably wasn't going to get the job otherwise, let's be honest. I had two people tell me that Giannis was not a big fan of Nick Nurse, so you take that either with a grain of salt or more than that. Griffin's MO has always been a gritty defense, and of course the Bucks have all NBA defensive players all over the roster, so this is a team that could be tailor-made for a coach like him, who also specializes in player development all the way back to the time when he was with the Bulls and Jimmy Butler. The Bucks' number one offseason move is to lock up Brook Lopez. He is an unrestricted free agent. And also figure out whether they want to keep Chris Middleton and whether he fits into their long-term plans. But make no bones about it, this team is 100% better defensively next year. And if they can stay healthy, the Bucks will be tough for anyone to get them out next season. Let's move on. Huge potential news brewing out in Golden State. Mark Stein reports, and let's be real, like the little birdies have been whispering this for a little while now, that Bob Myers is unlikely to come back as GM of the Warriors. I can't tell you. This is a huge deal. This really is. This is such a big deal for Golden State. This is the first crack in the foundation. This is the architect or one of the architects of their dynasty. The fascinating thing to me is that it would appear that Myers is more likely to leave the NBA at least for a year rather than to sign with a new team. I have personally heard that he got an offer to work for a venture capital firm for a very large sum of money that was not involved in basketball at all. Myers has a scheduled press conference on Tuesday, and Mark Stein wrote this. It's believed that Bob Myers does not want to sit down at an interview podium until his decision about staying with the Warriors or walking away from his post is both made and ready to be shared with the public. So what does this mean for the Warriors? Whew. Our dubs, troubled waters ahead. It's tough, man. During his tenure, Myers has been the rock of Gibraltar, especially with Draymond Green. Either in bringing in important free agents like KD or renegotiating contracts that make big stars like Curry and Clay happy. Also, he started a podcast. So there's that. He was really good on the mic, so we'll see if he keeps that up. This past season, though, was definitely the most troubling in his long tenure because we didn't know whether he was coming back. There were no extension talks. We kind of knew he was on his way out after Draymond punched Jordan Poole in the face. And then, then the season kind of fell off the rails. It's not as if Joe Lacob didn't try to keep him. Joe Lacob was happy and prepared to make Bob Myers the most expensive GM in the entire league. Myers will never hurt for a job, especially in the NBA. I think he's going to be very highly coveted. My guess is that he takes at least a year off, and he could get pretty much any job that he wants next year. If he wants to be a venture capitalist and podcaster, then God bless him. If he wants to start a Papa John's, God bless him. But if he comes back to the NBA, my guess is that he comes back with the Clippers and Steve Ballmer and Jerry West with him reunite. That is all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We will be back Friday. Is that true? Yes. We will be back Friday with an all-new episode. We are well into the conference finals. Actually, that is a lie. We are now into the finals. That was an incorrect closing statement. Check out the feed for past episodes, past mini episodes, which drop a lot, and follow the Heat Check as this season is now coming to a close. Do not forget to download, subscribe, please tell your friends, every single one of them, and follow us on social at This Heat Check on TikTok, at Trista Crick on TikTok, at Trista Crick on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Big ups to my producer on a late night, Nick Berlansky, and I thank all you knuckleheads for rocking with me during the finals. We will see you next time.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.